It's Fred Nats on Deck pregame show ahead of a 7:05 first pitch tonight at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Fred Nats and Downeast Wood Ducks. Eric Bach, thrilled to be joined by the Washington Nationals Director of Player Development, DeJohn Watson, a great friend of the program. DeJohn, thanks for some time.
Eric, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I want to open with something that I think has been preached by your boss, Mike Rizzo, yourself, others in your organization. Obviously, the minor leagues is about individual player development, but I've heard time and again that you're trying to develop a winning culture as well, winning baseball games at every level. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I think that's kind of what we're doing here, is trying to build a winning culture, trying to teach these young men how to win ball games, what it takes to win a game, how to manage an at bat, how to manage at bats when you're up, how to manage at bats when you're down, pitching ahead, pitching to contact. All those things kind of go into that overall equation of winning baseball. And so these are, steps that we have to take organizationally to try and get these guys prepared for what we ultimately are trying to do at the highest level. So yeah, I do believe winning is important, and it's also a very big piece of developing the player.
And when you talk about this Fredericksburg group specifically, ton of really young talent on this team that has been assembled, what have been your early impressions of the Fred Nats overall as a collective group this season?
It's a good group of young players. They're really young. They're evolving and growing. I think they're getting a lot of life lessons, not only on the field but off the field, managing their personal lives off the field, understanding the competition on a daily basis. What I'm really excited about is the athleticism that's on this roster and some of the young power arms that we have here as well. Again, we're at the early stages of this. We're 1 month in, so I'm looking forward to the continued growth and watching how they again, form, norm, and start to storm.
I want to talk about the last two Nats first rounders that we have here, Brady House and Elijah Green. Only 45 games last year for Brady after you guys shut him down due to the back injury. But this year, he's grown in just about every way offensively. What has been your impressions of Brady's first month?
It's been really good. I think the biggest thing with Brady is really understanding how to manage his body and take care of himself to make sure we can get him on the field as much as we possibly can. And we have a schedule laid out for him. So he's doing four games per series right now, and eventually we'll get that to five and eventually to six. But it's about managing the full season, making sure he understands what our expectations are of him. What he's doing on the other side of it has been unbelievable. I love how he's managing the strike zone right now. He's doing some damage. He's driving the baseball in all directions, which has been really good. And I love, again, how he's performed at third base. Continues to get better there. I think his reads, his jumps, his first step quickness, all of those things have improved from the time we first introduced the position to him. And again, just looking forward to how he evolves and what the league is telling him and what the league is telling us about him and where he is in his overall development.
What was the thinking behind moving Brady from short to third?
I thought it was just for me, not only for his body type and the way he moves, I just thought it was a better fit for him naturally. It gives him a chance to kind of utilize his full skill set. He has a well above average arm. His range is solid average right now, but I think there's a chance for us to gain a little bit more there. But again, you're looking for that power bat on those corners as you build out these championship clubs, and he fits that model for us. I really believe he has a chance to be a middle-of-the-order bat down the road and do a little damage.
And Elijah Green, obviously, as you have said to me privately, the toolsiest guy out here. What have been your impressions of Elijah's first month?
Elijah, I'm excited for him because he's making some adjustments. This is probably something new for him, being challenged on a nightly basis like he's probably never been challenged before as an amateur. Watching him grow and evolve, not only at the plate but also on the defensive side, and understanding his role and how does that play out in center field and what is he responsible for. And, as we continue to get him to be more assertive in the outfield as well as more assertive in the batter's box, watching this young player continue to mold himself and how we're trying to get the right people around him, have those conversations to expedite the growth of the player, where he is right now at this, again, we're a month and a week in, really excited about where he is and looking forward to where he's going to be by the time we get to the middle of summer.
One guy that I know you love and the fans in Fredericksburg here love is Dalen Lyle. He lost last season due to Tommy John, but now has come back and has not missed a beat. I mean, you said to me that if you keep him here in Fredericksburg all season long, he should win the Carolina League batting title. But, I mean, you've got to be super happy with how he has responded to the injury last year.
Dalen, he's doing an unbelievable job. What a good young man, first and foremost. Yes. He put in so much work. He worked so hard during his rehab, coming back from the Tommy John. We were fortunate enough to bring him out here for a week during the season last year so he could see the league. We also sent him up to Wilmington so he could see that level. So, again, as he's coming back and getting on the field, getting caught up with his reps and at-bats, I just like where he is. I love to compete. He was able to get in some big league games this spring for the first time. Showed exceptionally well there. Again, managed the strike zone. The biggest thing is being able to manage the strike zone and have an offensive plan, and he continues to stick with his plan. Defensively, you having him in left field, you're seeing the athleticism, the quickness. We still have some work to do on his arm and getting the arm strength back to where it was before the injury, but I love where he is, man. He's playing really fast and just an exciting player and fun player to watch.
For people that don't know, and then I'll let you go after this one, your job, I mean, it's more travel than just about anyone can maybe handle, but can you just walk me through your day-to-day? Obviously, you're hanging out with us here this week in Fredericksburg, but you're throughout all the affiliates. Like, what is a day in the life of Deshaun Watson look like?
I'm not sure if I can explain that, man, but it starts really early every day. Seeing that I live in Arizona, Chandler, Arizona,
yeah.
Once I get on the East Coast and I get into our system, you know, usually on the phone by like 6:30 or 7, either with John Wolf, who's my assistant, or Ryan Thomas, who's down in West Palm Beach, just checking in to see how things are going within the system, if we have roster moves, if there's something at the major leagues that are coming down or we're sending someone up, making sure that's communicated, getting our roster set for at every level, and then talking to our analysts and really understanding what they saw from the night before, if there's some changes, they're seeing some trends one way or the other. There's a lot of information, lots of phone calls, agents, managers. I try and talk to my managers on a daily basis. I try and mix in a hitting coach or pitching coach every day as well. So just really communicating. And for me, we're still in the people business. As much analytics and information is out there, you still are dealing with humans. I need to have that human contact and conversation to really understand where the player is and their overall development and where my staff members are with their personal lives as well as developing our young players. So for me, I think you can never lose sight that we're in the people business and we have to make sure we're grounded and staying with the people along the way. But there are some fun days, there's some long days, but I love what I'm doing.
The greatest friend of the Fred Nats Baseball Network, Washington Nationals Director of Player Development, Deshaun Watson. Thank you so much for your time, my friend.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.